An experienced hiker who was almost swept to his death in a Tasman river says it's the closest call he's ever had in the outdoors. Chris Muse, an outdoor guide in Alaska, was walking the South Island section of the Te Araroa Trail when he struck bad weather on Tuesday. Running low on food, he decided to push on but got in trouble when he stepped into a flooded stream near the Motueka River. He told our Nelson reporter Tracy Neal he realises now that it would have been wiser to go hungry than try to make the crossing.
I knew I was facing five more days of rain, and sort of looking at the flooding around me, I was almost out of food, and I had to make the judgment call to wait out or push forward. So I made five successful crossings, and on the sixth one, I was swept downriver. Then I found myself between the Motueka itself and that channel that I had been swept down. So there was really no way to go back. And no way to go forward, because the Motueka at that point was just at an insanely high level. You know, I've been hiking all over the world, and I've never been in an area that is so immediately responsive to rain the way the rivers are here. So the levels just rose dramatically at a rate that I've never seen before.
Chris, how far were you actually swept, and what were your tactics at that point for surviving?
So typically whenever I make, you know, a stream crossing that's formidable like that one, you know, it's a good idea to unbuckle your pack. You know, I have a hip belt and a chest strap just in case, you know, you get pinned down. You don't want to have that pack pushing you into the river. So, you know, first step is kind of unbuckle your pack and then scout the river stream that you're crossing for, you know, as long as you can to try to find the safest point to cross. And the safest point for me was sort of down below, right before it feeds into the Motueka, this stream. And you know, a boulder, the flow was so high that a boulder was set loose in front of me and pushed me back. I lost my footing. Luckily I found myself on my stomach, so I was able to execute a few solid swim strokes, and at the flow rate, it probably swept me 50, 70 meters downriver to the opposite side of the stream that I was on. And I was able to sort of cling to a boulder just before going into the Motueka, which would have ended in certain death given the flow. And so, you know, I just knew that I needed to get down in the cross stream. That was my best option. You know, this all happened within the span of 3 or 4 seconds. So time sort of slowed down a little bit. But a couple of good instincts kicked in, but also knew I was in a bad spot after that.
Chris, what were the instincts?
Just knowing how to execute some good swim strokes and not just flail, and not to try to stand up, because if you're in swift water like that and you do lose your footing, you try to stand up, you can get your feet wet underneath a rock, and then the force of the river will then push you down and drown you. So the way the arc of that stream was going, it threw me downriver and towards the opposite bank.
So you were lucky that you were able to obviously keep your backpack with you.
Yeah, that was a lifesaver, undoubtedly. You know, I keep my GPS locator on my person in case I do lose my pack. But you know, that had my after the swim, I was soaked to the bones, and my pack itself is a big dry bag and a harness. So all of the gear that I needed to change into, my shelter and my sleeping bag and my backup clothes were dry. If I had lost that, it would have been a very different situation. I very, very possibly could have died from exposure.
Is this the closest call you've ever had?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the closest call I've ever had. You know, I've hiked solo thousands of miles, a couple of the big long trails in the States, and in Alaska as well. Been in some pretty isolated situations, but this was just sort of the perfect factors all put together. And I think also a big determining factor was my unfamiliarity with how the rivers respond here to heavy rain and flooding. If I had known that, I certainly would have not continued. I would have stayed put that morning.
And Chris was eventually rescued after setting off his emergency beacon, which alerted authorities in Texas, who then contacted the New Zealand rescuers. He's now recovering in St. Arnold in the Nelson Lakes National Park before continuing on the trail to Bluff.